Let me tell you something. I bet you there won't be one TV set turned to the Democratic National Convention in West Virginia. Everybody be just sitting on their porches as usual, saying, yeah, 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 oh, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I say, bang, lip, bang, 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 lip, bang. I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. West Virginia's good enough for me. Well, this is West Virginia, boy. Who happens to be standing in the outhouse one day, banging his bladder glatter, when a tornado come up, much like the ones you've seen on the news over the weekend. And tornadoes will do some weird things. So as he's making his bladder glatter, when you know the damn tornado whips the outhouse off him. And leaves him standing there, pants around his ankles, hydraulics in his hand, otherwise unharmed. Just the outhouse is gone. All the relatives are pointing and laughing. Hey, look at Clem. Well, it was fairly traumatizing. You try taking a leak and have the bathroom disappear around you. So he never quite got over it. Eventually moved to the big city. But he could never approach a urinal without shaking like a leaf until he was done leaking. He just a tremble from head to toe, his whole body like he had apoplexy. Sought psychiatric help, nothing worked. He was pretty depressed about it, always embarrassed to go into the can. But one day he's taking a leak and there's a midget standing there next to him, trembling just as bad as he is. And the guy's like, hot damn, look at you trembling like that. Did you have an outhouse blow away around you? The midget said, no, you're peeing in my ear. Would you stop that?
The radio show that dares to be different. The Grease Man, DC 101.